step closer. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. The White House urging the Senate to follow the House in passing a measure to avert a railroad strike.
The easy part was passing the bill through the House on a bipartisan basis, 290 to 137. Progressives supported congressional involvement once the House took a separate vote to give workers 7 days of paid medical leave. Republicans said President Biden should have fixed the labor dispute on his own and not dumped it on Congress. There's bipartisan skepticism in the Senate. It's a challenge to break a filibuster. Bernie Sanders wants a vote on the House medical leave provision. There's worry of economic catastrophe if unions strike next week. That could stop shipments of food and holiday gifts.
Fox's Chad Pergram. The House electing new leadership for the 118th Congress, including New York Democrat Hakeem Jeffries, who is set to become minority leader in January. Jeffries will become the House's first black House leader. This is Republican leader Kevin McCarthy struggling to get support for his bid as House Speaker. And a Fox News alert now. The U.S. Appeals Court has rejected President Biden's bid to reinstate the student debt relief plan. The city of Minneapolis has settled a lawsuit on behalf of 2020 protesters.
12 protesters will split a $600,000 settlement following their treatment by Minneapolis police during the unrest following the 2020 murder of George Floyd. The American Civil Liberties Union made that announcement Wednesday. The city also agreed to curb police responses to lawful protests, including the use of pepper spray and non-lethal projectiles. While there was some looting and fire set during the days-long 2020 demonstrations, Minneapolis forces came under criticism for their response.
Fox's Tom Graham. Kicking off the holiday season around the country, New York's Rockefeller Center tree is just lit. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Fox News alert, repeating our top story. A U.S. appeals court has rejected President Biden's bid to reinstate the student debt relief plan. We'll have more on this developing story in future newscasts. A former Virginia police officer accused of killing three people in Southern California after they say he catfished a teenage girl.
Police in Riverside, California say 28-year-old Austin Lee Edwards, a Virginia sheriff's deputy, posed as a 17-year-old online to con and target a local teenage girl, obtaining her personal information, traveling over 2,000 miles, killing the teen's mother, grandparents, and setting fire to their home. Officials say Austin kidnapped the teen before being killed in a shootout with police. The teen was unharmed and is in trauma counseling. Police identifying the victims as Brooke Winnick and her parents Mark and Sherry Winnick. The cause of their deaths is under investigation. A GoFundMe page to support the surviving family members described as two teenage daughters, raising nearly $59,000 in days. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A federal lawsuit's been filed against Yale University, accusing the school of discriminating against students with mental health disabilities, including the suit claims pressuring some to withdraw from the university and placing unreasonable burdens on those who wish to be reinstated. A federal appeals court rules a former college soccer player can take her case to court.
Nuriana Radwan raised her middle finger at a live TV camera while celebrating a conference tournament win with her University of Connecticut teammates in 2014. That gesture got her suspended from the NCAA tournament by the team's coach. Radwan says her scholarship was then taken away a few months later without due process for what the coach called serious misconduct. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals in New York overturning now part of a lower court's ruling dismissing the case, allowing this to go to trial. The lawsuit claims discrimination, that the punishment was harsher than what male athletes got for more serious offenses, including arrest.
Fox's Chris Foster. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.